4RMK radio check.
Station, this is KO4HKX. Radio is working.
Thank you.
KO4HKX, standing by.
TFW Mobile.
How are you today?
I'm headed down to Piedmont to help the sun move.
That's underway.
The house is getting ready to be up for sale, and that they're separating and he's moving.
I hate that for him. You know, sometimes that's the way it is.
I remember the other morning I was going in and I said the screen locked up. Now I powered down. When I powered up, it didn't work at all.
Yes, or are you on a different radio?
Again, after work, turned the power button, it came on as normal. It's twice that thing's done that, but I can't figure out what the deal is.
Something in the software, but until ICOM decides they want to admit it, you never get it fixed.
6 years, so I mean, I really can't complain about it. It was a $200 open box.
Upgrade then. Get you a better one, more reliable.
I kind of like this one. It's pretty easy to use.
It's complicated. You can just get it easy to use. It's just something different.
Programmed any more stations in this since I first programmed it.
Mainly drive back and forth to work, right there local, except for when you're going up to Kentucky, or up to your in-laws. Maybe program some repeaters along the way there, and that's about it.
Programmed a few up through there, but the only one I hear is the Mount Mitchell, KN4TFW.
Sure you can hear it all the way up where your daughter lives, can't you?
In from Knoxville before, but that's about as far as I've heard it there.
75, you'd be able to hear it. Maybe not, though. It's still above most of those mountains.
Ain't nobody talking on it.
I'm moving to.
From Anderson to the address says Piedmont, but it's right there at 25 and 185.
Well, that's a pretty good piece from Anderson, isn't it?
And that he's going to move up here, and that since your daughter's out of school, and that just start over again. And that, so he's got a little bit of a drive to go back to work, but all I got to do today is he's already loaded everything up. I just got to help him unload some of the heavy stuff.
Bad then. Hopefully you get it done pretty quick.
His third floor apartment.
Not anymore.
Hard times getting your knee replaced in a couple of weeks.
About 2 weeks.
I think it's about the time I'm getting back off of vacation.
Really looking forward to it. Looking forward to hopefully being pain-free.
They've come a long way with that. They've gotten pretty good at it.
I've been following it for a couple of years now. About six, 7 years. And been waiting for them to improve their recovery.
Stair stepper in no time.
It's the first 2 weeks afterwards that has really got me concerned. The first 2 weeks, they don't want me to leave the house.
Put you in jail.
Yeah, I got this radio. Hopefully somebody's out there to talk to.
It's on your HF. That'd be a good time to get good at it.
I'll definitely be practicing on it, messing with it, and whatever I can from in here in the house.
I see you didn't get your antenna issue straightened out.
I I don't think it's my antenna. I think it's something else going on, because I can switch over to my other radio and it does it too. And that's a whole different system. There's nothing in common.
Loose connection.
Different antennas. Two different coax and two different radios. But it is. I don't know exactly how bad it is either, so I don't know.
Copy, boys. Just a lot of white noise in the background.
Why that is, I don't... Like I said, but if I change over to my 9918, which is on the beam and all that, everybody says it's still the same.
Probably something new to your area.
Been having more trouble receiving the repeater too, so something's changed.
Activity right now is supposed to be pretty bad. I wonder if that's it.
Wondering also. Did I lose again?
I was getting up on the interstate right here at Pelham Road.
Be careful out there on 85.
Try to mind my own business, you know what I mean? Stay in the right lane, mind your own business. Hope for the best.
It's a holiday weekend, so... And you know there'll be lots of fools out there on the road, more than usual.
I'm up there in Cleveland, South Carolina, right there on 276. My brother-in-law's brother lives up back over there, headed towards Jones Gap.
Well, you weren't too far from the house, just across the ridge then.
Now, it was fun. They had a surprise early birthday party for his 60th birthday, so they were going to be on vacation during his 60th birthday, so they had a surprise for him.
My wife and son did that for me for my 50th. Couple weeks ago.
For my, back in February for my 65th, the son came over and said he wanted to go shoot. We went shooting, and by the time I got back, everybody was there.
My son was going to take me out to eat, and then when I got there, the wife, his wife, and some friends of mine were all there. So they had put a surprise gathering together.
I need to do one for Susan coming up in December, but, man, that's going to be hard to do.
Well, roger that. She'll figure it out, but you're real sneaky.
Phone and find all their friends' numbers.
Just find one of them. They can generally communicate with each other outside. That way, it makes it a lot easier on you. Find out that way too. Well, Ken, I'm going to jump off here. You be careful and have a good time there with your son this evening, and maybe I'll catch you Monday morning or one morning next week. But be careful out there this weekend. KO4HK. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Good to talk to you. You have a safe weekend. Tell Miss Elise we said hey. KN4 TFW.